Welcome back to the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Bemidji State falls to the Minnesota Golden Gophers tonight, 71-58. Matt Bowen joining us right outside the Beaver locker room. Matt, I thought you guys put a heck of a scare into that team. What was going right for you other than just hitting shots?
Well, I was proud of the way the guys played. Obviously, there was a huge difference in rebounding and some size and some strength, but we hit some timely shots at some timely times. I thought we took care of the ball pretty well. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was 47-40, and we had an opportunity to really make it close, and they got a couple offensive rebounds. We fouled them a couple times, and they stretched it, and then our guys were able to make a very valiant comeback and cut it, I think, maybe to 10, maybe to 11, and make it interesting. But I was proud of their effort.
You guys didn't have many answers for the Gophers' big three there in the first half, but you made that run in the second half, and all three of those guys were on the court for them.
Yeah, you know, it was something that my assistants are telling me, you know, we got to get somebody that can guard Mbakwe, and I explained to him that no one in the Big Ten has an answer to guard Mbakwe either, so it's hard to expect our guys to do it. But I thought they really fought hard. You know, obviously we gave up some dunks, some rebounds and stuff, but, you know, we'll see that same stuff on the Big Ten Network and ESPN and everywhere else. So,
lights out shooting there by David Berthien. What is it about that guy where when he starts getting the touch, he doesn't lose it?
Well, I was happy to see it. You know, we really didn't know what to expect from Dave. He's coming off his redshirt season. Obviously, just by looking at him, you can tell that he's fixed his diet. He's gotten in the weight room. He's considerably stronger, which I think gives him some confidence. You know, his first two shots were lucky to draw iron, and then after that, he was really, really shooting the ball well. And moving forward, you know, the next team we play will be out in Denver, and they happen to be the 10th rated team in the country. So there probably won't be a whole heck of a lot of drop-off between this team and our trip out to Denver.
Well, I thought the rest of the league is certainly, if they didn't know it already, you guys can shoot, and the NSIC is going to have to contend and defend you guys out on the perimeter, and that certainly opens up the paint then, doesn't it?
I hope so. You know, at the end of the day for us, it's all going to be determined by how we guard, because we do have nights where we shoot the ball pretty well, and that's those are fun nights to coach and fun nights to watch the team play, but, you know, shooting is fickle, and there's going to be nights where we just don't shoot it as well, and that's where we're going to have much better defense, much better rebounding, and grind those games out. And if we're able to do that, then this could be a fun season.
Matt, thank you much.
Thank you.